Right, let's talk about our veterans. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, and to kick us off on that is the Executive Director of Warrior Canine Connection, Rick Yaunt. Good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. Tell us a little bit about the program first, the Warrior Canine Connection. Tell us about this program.
Sure. This is a program model that I created about 10 years ago and kind of merged my background as a licensed social worker and as a mobility service dog trainer. And my idea was that who would better train service dogs for veterans than fellow vets, and then how we would use the training of the dogs as a intervention for post-traumatic stress disorder. So the idea is, hey, while you're here in the hospital, would you like to help another vet? And we have these amazing golden retrievers and labs, and we'll teach you how to train the dogs and give you that sense of you know, accomplishment, mission, purpose. Of course, training the dogs takes incredible amount of patience. You have to use a praise voice, which is a stretch for emotionally numb war fighters, and you have to take the dogs out in public to socialize the dogs, which means that the veterans themselves are doing the same.
What kind of service do these dogs do? Is it just to train the dogs to be well behaved and to be sort of used as comfort dogs?
Well, actually, the intent is to train the dogs to become mobility service dogs.
Gotcha.
For veterans, pulling wheelchairs, turning lights on, opening doors.
And, wow.
And sometimes the dogs will also, we do place dogs to help with post-traumatic stress disorder as well.
Now, where were you doing these programs locally?
Locally, we had two offices at Walter Reed and also at Fort Belvoir. We have an office there.
Okay, so I assume is the program in other parts of the country as well?
Yes, I started this program originally at the VA out in Palo Alto, California, and we have programs working with the Veteran Treatment Courts in California, and then we have our headquarters here near Germantown, where we work out of and serve veterans in the local community as well.
So what happened with the two programs locally, Fort Belvoir and Walter Reed National Military Medical Center?
Well, it's a really good question that I have to say I don't have a solid answer. I received a call on the 27th of October, about 2 in the afternoon, from the prime contractor saying that the program, there was a stop work order, and that was all the information that was given. And over the last week and a half or so, 2 weeks actually, little to no information was coming, being made available. I guess Walter Reed finally did issue a statement yesterday. But it still lacks clarity, or it doesn't really make sense why they would, pull the program.
What was Walter Reed's rationale?
Oh, they were. I don't have in front of me, but it was basically we're going to restructure the program. But it didn't make sense. It didn't really say if there were what the concerns were. Or why that would take place.
And, was there government money going into this program?
Yes, it was through a subcontract. So it paid for up to 6 trainer positions at those 3 different sites.
And how much did this cost the government? I mean, is this basically what I'm asking, is this a financial consideration? Maybe they decided just to trim back financially?
That could be part of it. As a subcontractor, they have no obligation to really talk to us, which is, I guess I get the bureaucratic rules, but it's a bit hard to swallow that since we've, been part of the patient care team at Walter Reed for quite some time and have, it's been clear that the program's had a tremendous impact on patient care there and have so many... have made so many great relationships with other care providers and have only heard very, very positive, statements, and opinions about what we do from the people that we work directly with.
So do you still have dogs and what happened to all of the resources and the animals?
So the dogs actually came back to our headquarters in Germantown, as did the trainers. And now we were mobilizing our trainers and dogs to go out and serve veterans in the community locally. There's such a need out there. So we're never at a loss to find places to operate our programming. That's not the issue. It impacts us financially, but, we're a nonprofit, so, obviously, government contracts are not always predictable, and we have to look at other options for funding.
Where can people find out more about your program and help support it if they're interested?
Yeah, if you want to learn more, it's warriorcanineconnection.org. It's all spelled out, and I'd invite anybody to learn about what we're doing. It's a very unique program, and I can honestly say it's saved lives, and we want to keep doing what we're doing because we've really considered a no-fail mission, and we're not going to be stopped, and even with hurdles that are thrown in the way.
All right, well, best of luck with that, and keep us updated because I'd love to know more about it because I do think it's a really good program. Rick Yount, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Happy Veterans Day.
823 on WMAL. Get a head start on